From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Fears of possible election violence in Dominica. St. Lucia's financial affairs minister says he had nothing to do with missing UN funds and limited concessions to CARICOM in the Barbados budget. I'm Yvette Rowe, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Fears of election violence have been prompted by a number of incidents at political rallies being held in various parts of Dominica. From Roseau, Ken Richards reports.
Since the recent stoning of the Prime Minister's car in the Eastern Grand Fort community, 28 miles from capital city Roseau, the ruling Dominica Freedom Party has reported other incidents. Party officials claim that a bus driver tried to endanger the lives of some passengers during a DFP rally last Sunday through reckless driving, a matter now being investigated by the police. And the governing Freedom Party is again protesting today after a DFP meeting in West Coast St. Joseph was tear-gassed Tuesday night. Freedom Party leader-designate Brian Alleen is blaming the United Workers' Party of opposition leader Edison James for the tear-gassing. He charges that UWP supporters deliberately come through Freedom Party crowds allegedly intent on creating incidents.
What happened last night with the tear gas could have caused serious injury to anybody. Thank God nothing happened, except perhaps a slight bruise on a lady's leg. But these things could cause serious injury. And the driving incident on Sunday, from what I'm told, could have caused a number of people to be seriously hurt and maybe even death. These things are serious, and we mustn't downplay them.
Freedom Party leader-designate Brian Alleen, who is Dominica's external affairs minister. His charges that the opposition United Workers Party is behind the incidents cropping up have been rejected by opposition leader Edison James.
If Brian Alleen believes that he can win this general election by pointing fingers at the United Workers Party, then let him go on.
Meantime, police are investigating the incidents which have been brought to their attention. One senior officer made reference to the bus driver passengers incident. He says investigations reveal that the driver did not threaten the passengers as had been charged. According to that official, it appears that some threats were made against persons regarded as supporters of the Dominica Freedom Party, but these were made by other passengers rather than the driver. The police officer explained that charges could be brought against the driver, however, if it can be proven that he was driving dangerously and recklessly. Ken Richards in Roseau for BBC Caribbean Report.
St. Lucia's Financial Services Minister Rufus Bousquet says he has nothing to do with the alleged misappropriation of UN funds. Rufus Bousquet was scheduled to hold a news conference in Castries at about this time. After the local papers had reported on allegations of fund misuse, Mr. Bousquet had called for an independent inquiry. Following this, the Prime Minister's office had issued a statement expressing concern over the issue. This week, government announced plans to establish an investigative commission. Mr. Bousquet told Pete Ninval today that he held a UN job 2 years before general elections in St. Lucia. He emphasised that he was not a government minister or an election candidate at the time of being employed by the UN and will now present his evidence.
I have my facts. I have it. I never wanted to come before the people and simply say that I had nothing to do with this. I wanted to come and not only say it, but to present evidence to support my statements.
There's been talk in the local media about resignations, and your name has been connected with a possible resignation from the government. Is this likely?
Well, no one knows what's going to happen in the future. This is a very volatile issue. It seems to be additional tentacles and additional parameters to this entire issue seem to be surfacing on almost a daily basis. As far as resignations go, I will not voluntarily resign for any reason other than being involved in this. And since I can prove I'm not involved in this, there's absolutely no reason for me to resign. I have no reason to resign because that in itself might be misconstrued as an admission of guilt in some form. As I said before, as soon as the information on this thing broke and a lot of people were pointing fingers in my direction, I immediately thought that the most prudent thing to do, rather than come out and make statements in the press, was to write the Prime Minister and ask him to put an independent to commission an independent inquiry into this matter. This, the Prime Minister, I believe, is in the process of doing, and then I'm awaiting First of all, that this is an independent inquiry, and I'm waiting to see the results of that inquiry. I am prepared to participate in this in whatever way I can.
So you're saying that you did not know of the existence of this East Caribbean Research Center?
No, I did not know about the existence of it, and if the Prime Minister's press release is correct, it would show that much of what transpired as it relates to this matter began in December of 1990. I think that is when the first sum of money, something in the region of $50,000, when this thing first started. If you can look here at the contract that I have before me, this contract started on the 12th of March of 1990. And the second, for 3 months, it ended 12th of March to the 11th of June. And the second contract went from the 12th of June to the 12th of September, the 11th of September. So as you can see from these two contracts, at the time that I was dealing with this, these matters were not even, had not even surfaced.
Do you get a feeling that this whole episode may have engendered a general feeling of mistrust?
Well, I can only speak for myself.